All right, Colin, you were patient and you've made no bones about the fact that you've made a deal with the Kelowna Rockets involving Colton Dock, and the reasoning is out there for everybody to know that basically you were asked to trade him and you finally accommodated him today.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unfortunate situation from our perspective, you know, to get the call from his agent the day after the NHL draft, which kind of, you know, was a difficult timing, I think, given it was already almost August and not a lot happens in August. And, you know, it seemed like the timing was very strange for that to happen. And anyways, we took that information and kind of sat on it and put his name out there to a certain number of teams that they said that they would be interested in going to. And basically didn't get anything that we felt would help our hockey club right now. And we're patient in the way that we just weren't going to do anything. And if it came to it, then we would get into the season without doing anything. But, you know, luckily we found a trade partner that we thought made a lot of sense for us in terms of getting a centerman of the same age and an area we really wanted to, you know, not lose losing a good player. We wanted to bring in a good player as the same age at center and plays our style of game and plays fast and is super skilled and a point of game guy last year. So, I mean, we're, all things being equal, we're really pleased with today and we're able to you know, get a really good hockey player in here for the next 3 years, hopefully.
Well, but in the meantime, though, just reading your quotes in the news release, I can tell there's disappointment that it had to come to this in the first place.
Yeah, you never want to have a player who feels that they didn't get the ample opportunities that they deserved, you know, especially if it's someone that's playing in the top of the lineup or the first line and getting, you know, first power play and penalty kill and all those things. So it was puzzling, but at the end of the day, there's nothing we could do about it. We, you know, we made a lot of overtures to try and see if there was, you know, conversations that could be had or if there was, you know, a different look with some of our players, graduating players leaving. But ultimately, there wasn't an appetite for that. So we just kind of stuck to our path of trying to find a player back instead of picks. And I think we were offered lots of picks, but it was not something that was going to help our club right now. And we have a good club and we feel that it would have been a disservice to our players to just take prospects and draft picks for a good 18-year-old. So we went out and found ourselves another good 18-year-old and he's really excited to be here. And we'll be here for practice on Wednesday and we'll be in the lineup opening night. So, I mean, that's ultimately the best resolution we could have ever hoped for out of this situation.
Tell me more about Trevor Wong, whom you've acquired from Kelowna.
He's really fun to watch. He's not the biggest guy. He's you know, more of an undersized centerman, but he won over 50% of his draws last year. He's extremely fast. He's speeder, always moving. Very smart player defensively. Dynamic skill offensively. He's more of a passer than a shooter, which kind of worked for us because a lot of our wingers, Lizelski, Krinkovic, both Europeans, we've got a lot of shooters that love shooting the puck. So we wanted a centerman who could distribute it. And I think he's the perfect guy. And you know, he was just at an NHL camp. And, you know, at his size, to be at an NHL camp is a pretty good achievement. And, you know, and because potentially of his size, he could very well be back in the league as a 20-year-old, which we didn't project Colton to be back as a 20-year-old, being a second-round NHL pick and a bigger body. So, you know, potentially we get a, you know, an all-star type player in his 20-year-old season there at the end of it. And for the next 2 years, we think we've got a really good fit with our young wingers and that's really going to make us fast up front and really playing the game quickly and with a lot of tempo and enthusiasm. And I've heard he's just an awesome kid from a ton of people. And, you know, he's a really dynamic player. And you just don't get these kind of guys very often unless you're trading another really good player. So, that was kind of the scenario, and I know they wanted to get bigger and they felt that was something that was holding them back in their division, which is a bit bigger than ours, and I think that's what forced their hand to make a deal like that.
He sounds like a Wong player from Lethbridge from a few years back, not that long ago. Is there a relationship there with Tyler Wong from Lethbridge?
There isn't. I don't believe they have any relation. They do play a little bit similarly in terms of, you know, they weren't the biggest guys. I think Wong in Lethbridge was more of a shooter and Trevor's more of a passer. But, you know, that's an interesting name I haven't thought of in a few years. But he was a hell of a player in our league. And, you know, I remember watching him at the John Reed tournament and I kind of have this tradition there. It's the first big Bantam tournament every year that I go to. And I always pick one kid to email them and their parents on that weekend and kind of tell them they were the kid that kind of stood out for me the most, more than what I'd heard about or impressed me the most. And I remember one year it was Volotovsky. I remember a young man who's going to be on our team this year, a 16-year-old, and I just loved how he played the game, and I knew he wasn't a first-round picker, and he just loved every part about his game, though. And I think Trevor was that kid for us. So for me, one year at that 03 class, I remember sending that email. So he was a guy that I've always absolutely loved to watch play. He reminded me of Paul Kariya at that age just because he was so fast and, you know, was getting five or six breakaways a game. And, you know, obviously as you jump up the levels, you're not getting five or six breakaways a game anymore. But I think if fans watch his highlights and, you know, see him play this Saturday night, I think they'll see it's pretty evident how skilled this kid is. So, we're very excited to have a kid like this. I think he just fits perfectly into what we're doing.
You mentioned this weekend. It's coming up fast, Friday, Saturday, home and home against Moose Jaw to start the season in front of fans finally. Your roster, have you made any moves to cut it down anymore, or are you going to start with in that range of 27, 28 guys?
I don't think we'll have 27 or 28. You know, ultimately, we have to, you know, make a decision shortly with our goaltending in terms of, you know, it doesn't have to be a permanent situation for the year either, but we have to recognize that Nolan's going to play, you know, the majority of the games in the first month, and we have to figure out what both 17-year-old goalie situations are in terms of where they're going to get the best development over the next couple months. And that's one decision that has to be made. And, you know, we sent Jordan Keller, a young 16-year-old who had a great camp, and we sent him home the other day, getting us down a little bit in the numbers. So we probably have 14 forwards, I would say, 8 defensemen and 2 goalies by the weekend. So probably one more decision to make there. And but we're getting pretty close.
And there's only one kid left then at NHL camps, and that's Tristan Robbins. And as you told me before, that's a little ways away from knowing exactly where he's going to end up being.
Yeah, I mean, he scored the other night. He had a really good game from all accounts. You know, I would say right now, from the information I've kind of gleaned, that it's a 50-50 right now for him coming back. You know, that's it could be a little bit higher on the comeback side than the not comeback side if I had to put a wager, but I don't know. I think it's probably close to 50-50, and a lot will be determined on his next games here in San Jose and then just really what they feel is the best use of his season here. He's not even 20 years old yet, actually, just because he's a late birthday, and they know that they've had a lot of success. I've had talks with their GM and assistant GM about, you know, their plan for their players to send them back at 20 has been working for them. So it's certainly an open door right now and an option. And then I'm hoping to learn more by the weekend. And if we don't know by the weekend, then we'll obviously, you know, we'll keep waiting. But yeah, I'd really strongly peg it as a 50-50 right now.